Sunday, April 18th. Let's take a deep breath. And soften your eyes and shift to a multidimensional focus. Soften your breath. Soften your eyes. And let Mother Earth and our great Sophianic Christ consciousness take our breath rhythm now. There's so many very subtle frequencies, adjustments in our breath that can bring us back to 0 point. In your trust with your connection with God and the goddess and the Christ Sophia and the threefold flame, we would like to be close to you, as you spoke of. As we're bringing in the energies, we're bringing in our collective field, we're bringing in our protection, we're bringing in our alignment with the central sun and the many suns behind that. We're bringing ourselves into alignment with God, with our soul, with our earth, with our planet. And we're learning that this sounds like a lot of alignment, yet when we invite in breath assistance with our beloved God and feminine Christ and any of our teachers to move us into alignment, it can begin to be a much quicker process. And we would like to acknowledge that you have this, you have mastered to quite a degree this ability to move into center point in regards to many of the people on the planet. Many people. And we'd like to say we could go even at an instantaneous rate of alignment with the breath. So now that we'll do that right now. I'll just take a slow, deep breath and allow the pauses to be there on the beginning and the end, the rich points of our breath. We bring our entire body into this process. And I'll turn off my notifications. Sorry about that. We like to, the whales, the baby whales are coming to us in this oceanic wave. There are new whales coming. Not just the light ones that came in a few weeks ago. That was a first pod of light whales. But given that we gave them a warm reception, and many of us began to work with these new pod of light whales, more want to come. And there is there's a continual flood. There's many, many light cetaceans of all kinds, not just whales, that are pouring into our consciousness, that are pouring in to swim with us, pouring in to help us create a wave in our body, pouring into our consciousness field to keep this toroidal field that you spoke of, that we're beginning to amplify, of incredible light codes, love codes, restorative codes, repair codes, amplification codes, physical codes of holding this wave as we generate it, as we are. We already are doing it, but we're needing assistance. We're needing to be kind of in constant company with these light whales. With, you know, we don't, it's okay if you don't choose it, but if you do choose it, there's, you know, we can choose to be accompanied at this time with our own pod of mixed cetacean species and other water beings. And even the water itself, the consciousness of the water, coming into a alignment here for this specific time, for they have been trained and calibrated and awaiting this specific time to come in as a newborn, as a playfulness, as a joyful center, to be part of a collective pod, but an intelligent one that has the continued, almost infinite source of life force energy to tap into. We invite you when you wake up at night. A lot of the codes are designed to really pop out density at night, and it's actually even popping us awake. So this is a great time to bring in your pod, you know, in your conscious mind, to bring in and become familiar with and become friends with and have names for, or, you know, or begin to notice the friends that are coming to make sure that this is a movement process. This is a dance. This is a parade, a play, a swim in the ocean, in the oceanic plasmic waters, really, because it's the fluidity. Why the cetaceans? Why in water? Why? Because this is there's so, it takes sharp frequencies so well. It just, like, the water can buffer, you know, as we're leaving these frequencies out of our bodies. They can take them and at the same time hold the body and kind of hug the body. So it's the it's kind of like an amniotic fluid with the mother, with our mother, to, you know, to keep us nourished and to keep us fortified in our body, in the embodiment phase. You know, this kind of like nourishment everywhere, you know, in contact with our entire being. So let's now bring this pod. Each have your own. There's so many that they would like. They want enough to surround you. Picture yourself wherever you go. Having a pod with you As you may have seen, whales in the water, there are often dolphins and porpoises surrounding them at birth, you know, kind of giving them a protection, giving the signal to all those around, you know, this is a sacred event. This is happening. You know, we want to witness it. Not only want to witness it, we want to bless it and bring in the highest expressions that we can and help hold the crystalline energy, the plasma frequencies, the rainbow frequencies. As you know, that they can actually sometimes even be photographed, the rainbow frequencies around the birth. So as whale status, as just like the whales, you know, these enormous beings being birthed on the earth, this is an event. This is worthy of a pod surrounding you. Each and every one of you, and there are enough for you to have as many and more than you could even imagine that would swim at the chance to assist you. And so, not only keeping you in a state of love and movement, and joy and happiness, but also allow them to focus, help you focus. You know, as you tune into them, and there is it's quite a challenge to know where to put your conscious mind as it's being completely refabricated, you know, like turning in a blender in a soup, like what's coming up to be processed. We're trained processors, and we are trained to grab something to identify it as a normal piece of us, as part of who we are. And they're masters at in the water as well as with us during times of birth like this to help us focus. Many times it will be the breath, other times it will be sound. And sometimes it will be color. But maybe ask them to show you something that would be helpful in that moment. To move, to keep moving the blender. So that what comes to the top can be skimmed off. And so that process actually helps. And you may feel like that this image of your mind thoughts in a blender, you know, right now, I mean, is maybe look like thick pea soup. And you know, but as we continue down the path of embodying light, it's going to become more and more opalescent and translucent and form-filled, more like a Jean-Luc Bazzoli mind, every thought beautiful, every perspective of where you look incredibly clear and full of so much resonance and clarity. This is your birthright. This is worthy of throwing out all of those unworthy thoughts. Those thoughts you don't want anyone to see you. Yes, You want your beauty. There is a feedback loop of beauty as you give your beauty out into the world. It comes back to you manyfold. And this, we haven't been really taught this absorption of the beauty, our beauty coming back to us, our ascension beauty, our health coming back to us. As we hold our thoughts and as we hold the breath in coherence and beauty and magnitude and magnificence, there's something, there's definitely an experience as we choose those thoughts arising up from our heart and they actually go out into our toroidal field. But the process of them coming back in to us as a source creation of our own is something we'll point to as a beautiful thing will be likely to magnify for you, help you magnify. And we would delight in seeing this reinforcement, this experience, this new focal point that is not forgetful. And in and when in doubt, grow the heart. So when you have those moments of forgetfulness, welcome them. Welcome them. We applaud them. We would like them to go as well. And then just, if there's only one thought, as I'm growing my heart, I'm growing my heart. I'm growing my heart. Let's just walk up the path to your heart, to the sanctuary in your heart. May it be seashell or rose petal lined. May you walk barefoot and be soothed by the petals, by the warm healing moisture beneath your feet. There's the whales, or these new babies are speaking of a heat modulation they can assist you with, whether it's the rapid pulse or the heat coming in and out of the body during this time, as particular densities, and you can look at your blood frequencies and shifts as unlocking of a density, and like like your light body has found the treasure it's been looking for to transform, that it found some densities to harvest. And what begins, there's a lot of exuberance in these. I don't even know where all they're from, but they're sourcing from multiple universal places. So their information in these particular pods that are surrounding us, they all have amazing information for us to, when we look towards them. First and foremost, you're not alone in this process, although it may seem that way, and that's one of the most important things they would like to be with us, is that this internal process is initiating you into this multidimensional place of yourself is a grand, supportive, multi-conscious space, so that you don't need to feel out into hinterlands of the universe doing this. You can be incorporated into the most loving of families. Relax your jaw and your neck. Even more, even more. For it is these thoughts that we have just spoken about in the last few minutes, that is, when you consider that, even in a playful state or in any way, just choosing to consider these frequencies, these ideas that we're bringing in, is building new neural pathways. And this building over the next short period of time is really important. You know, think of that. You could even ask to be shown, what neural pathways are you building inside of me? What bridges are being constructed? I feel like I'm under construction. Take me and help me. And so as we're walking into the sanctuary and up into the sanctuary of our heart, as huge and magnificent and as sacred objects are filled, our objects are filled, our sacred objects. And so we feel home, at home. Put a giant movie screen. Open that up so that there is a screen of information, like a movie, to be viewed. And what will be projected on this movie screen, your multidimensional friends will assist you in answering the questions that you have with your body. It's your body school. And so in this screen, you pose the questions. It's an interactive screen. It is your heart, and it is your heart's intelligence that is the gateway, the director and producer of this movie, with all of the information to begin to help you understand what your body is doing. Let's just do it now, for example. Let's just take we'd like to know what is happening at the base of our skull right now. Let's just look upon and see, as if we had multidimensional cameras that are projecting into our heart cinema. Let's just go ahead and just take a few moments of breathing and seeing. This is a very busy
area during the ascension process in all of its meridians and its energetic lines and its physical nerves and its transitioning and its spiritualization. It is quite a hub of activity. Just hear some sounds. Hear some beautiful flute music to dissipate any tension here. Can be coming up on the screen. Harmony. Heart is creating the perfect harmony and pitches. Frequency and volume. To soothe this area of our body. Your body hasn't worked in this kind of coherent way in a while. And the cetaceans are here to assist us in remembering these ways of the body. And yes, they're waves and ways, modalities, etheric ascension modalities. So you're using your heart, you're using frequency, you're using color and vibration generated by you. Acknowledging the heart is fortified as you acknowledge its potential. Relax your shoulders. Just creating space in the base of your head, your neck area. Bringing in the liquid plasma light, rainbow frequencies, to go exactly where it's needed. This intermediary between your many brain functions and your many heart functions, bringing them into coherence. Choosing the right timing and dismantling and reconstruction. You can go back into your heart and just even close your eyes. Your movie may just be a symphony, or it may be an actual visualization, or it just might be feeling. Slow the breath down. And feel the mastery. The mastery you have in this moment. much grander than you know.
We invite you to sit in your own cinematic theater in your heart and explore to the degree that you wish the questions you wish to ask, as you are indeed outside of your mainstream medical model. But information, exquisite information, is available to ease your way. And blessings.